I'm Karen Given. Next week on Only a Game, a young artist takes shots of Crown Royal with the octogenarian alums of the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League. But first, Charlie Pierce is here with the week's news. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Karen. I never get assignments like that. It's terrible.
Steph Curry is back and all is well with the world, right?
Well, all is well with the world next year. Mm. The Warriors can start the rebuilding process now. You know, there's been a hole in the season this year.
On Thursday night, Steph tallied 23 points, 7 assists, and 7 rebounds. The Warriors lost. But as Coach Steve Kerr said before the game, everybody is excited, more excited than we should be for a team that's 14-48. How long can that excitement last?
Well, I think with Steph Curry, it's just a matter of going to the game to see what he can do at this point. I mean, nobody has any illusions about the Warriors as a championship contender this year. But Steph Curry's worth the price of admission whenever he plays.
Meanwhile, all is not well in New York. After a kerfuffle with Madison Square Garden security on Monday, Knicks superfan Spike Lee has said he will not return this season. Now, fans not named Spike Lee are staying away, too. What's going on?
Well, the Knicks stink. There's nothing fans can do about it. There's nothing the media can do about it. Unless the owner steps off a cliff the way Marv Schott did in Cincinnati, you can't do anything about a bad owner until he gets bored with the product and sells it.
Well, in this case, Lee was stopped on his way into the garden and told that he had entered through the staff and media door. Lee says he's been using that entrance for 28 years. And by the way, over that time, he spent $10 million for courtside seats. The Knicks say they've repeatedly asked him to stop using that entrance and use the VIP entrance instead. It really seems like this should have been resolved much more easily.
If Spike would rather be a member of the press than a VIP, I'm right down with that. I really am. By the way, $10 million for courtside seats? Oh, my God.
We are almost to the madness of March, Charlie. Who are you liking in the men's game?
I have developed a real fondness for your number 3 ranked Dayton Flyers because, number 1, they haven't been there in a while. Number 2, they have a great player in Obi Toppin. And number 3, if you've ever been to a game at Dayton, you'll know what I mean. There's a reason why the tournament puts the first 4 there every year. It's because those people are some of the greatest basketball fans in the world. I think Kansas is probably the best team in the country. I don't believe in Baylor or San Diego State. But if I'm cheering for anybody beyond my own alma mater, which, please God, will get off the bubble, I'm cheering for the Dayton Flyers.
On the women's side, South Carolina tops the AP poll, followed by Baylor, Oregon, and Louisville. UConn is back in the top 5 after dropping down briefly earlier this season. And I'm sure breaking that streak of 353 weeks in the top 5 wasn't fun for Huskies fans, but parity is good for the game, don't you think?
Parity is terrific for the game, and the skill level of women's basketball amazes me every year because it goes up by an order of magnitude.
USA Gymnastics has made a settlement offer of $217 million in the Larry Nassar abuse case. By taking this offer, survivors would agree not to hold the U.S. Olympic Committee, USA Gymnastics, its former chief executive, or Marta or Bella Caroli responsible for the abuse they suffered for years. It's a lot of money, but this case isn't really about the money, is it?
Well, it's about the money for some people, and that shouldn't be overlooked. Some of the people who aren't Allie Raisman or Simone Biles and the other people who are fighting the settlement, you know, they have bills to pay, probably therapist bills running into the tens of thousands of dollars, and they could use the money. This isn't an easy question. It's one thing to immunize the organizations, but the Carolis, that's way out of bounds. That shouldn't happen. Those people should be made to pay a price.
Chicago State and the University of Missouri, Kansas City became the first schools to cancel games in Seattle because of coronavirus concerns. I say they were the first because I expect by the time the weekend is through, we'll be hearing about a lot more cancellations.
Oh, as we get closer to the tournament, and I would point out tournaments because there are men's and women's tournaments at every level that all happen at the same time. I think you're seeing more and more of that. I've covered a couple of games in empty arenas. Mm. It's truly weird.
Yeah.
Because, number one, you've forgotten how noisy playing basketball is. The squeak of the sneakers, guys yelling out switches and talking to each other and stuff. And, of course, the usual fan dance with the referees. I would prepare for that, too, if I were the NCAA.
And finally, Charlie, well, Alex Trebek is here with our final question.
Joel Embiid in 2019 won the trademark for this nickname of his that also describes the 76ers' strategy of improving the team. Paul.
What is do a 180?
Nope.
I'm mean, come on. That's not even a good guess.
Man. But we must give Joel Embiid credit. He's embracing it. He knows his social media. He tweeted out an entirely new nickname. Joel, quote, do a 180 Embiid with a bunch of question marks at the end.
Charlie Pierce is the guest editor of the Best American Sports Writing 2019, and he joins us each week here on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Karen.